Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. On Monday, a couple Black Hills State University art instructors began a five-day, 442-mile bike ride from Spearfish to Brookings. And along the way, Michael Baum and Carrie Deacon will create a series of seismic drawings, a photographic journal, and a video documentary. And once finished, their completed artwork will be included in the South Dakota Art Museum's January Heart to Heart exhibition, along with the work of other artist couples from the state and elsewhere. They join us on the line. And Michael and Carrie, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
Well, to begin with, where did the idea for the Heart to Heart exhibition and then your part of it, the bike art tour, originate? Michael?
Well, you know, it really kind of started out with the invitation to participate in the exhibition at the museum in Brookings. And it really kind of started out, you know, beyond that, which is a conversation between Carrie and I, you know, kind of examining the work that we've both been creating. You know, a lot of the contributing factors, I think, were my interest in these seismic drawings that I've been working on for the last year or so, and sort of trying to figure out what the common thread was between the two of us, because our work individually is very different. But the one thing that we kind of kept coming back to is that we both enjoy participating, you know, and we're pretty active in cycling. And so we started to realize that that was going to be a way for us to sort of collaborate, you know, through an activity. And, you know, have that sort of as a creative catalyst to make and pursue our own works and our own interests. And so, you know, over a couple months of just kind of conversing and trying to think about, you know, what would work well, that really kind of became the most prevalent idea. And so it, you know, kind of gave birth to this idea of riding across the state, which was, you know, something I've been wanting to do for quite some time. And so it's sort of a fun venture that we get to collaborate and to participate in and do this journey together.
Well, Carrie, how will this collaboration work as you're both biking across the state from Spearfish to Brookings?
Well, both of us will be creating work or artwork as we're going. I'll be photographing with my medium format camera. So in the forms of art making, we'll be making individual pieces that might sort of merge into one at the end of the tour. In regards to cycling, we're going to have to work as a team and pace ourselves throughout the 60 to 70 mile day rides from each location. So I think that the collaboration works on two levels, one for art making, and then the other is sort of a physical aspect on our bodies and the landscape, and thinking about pedaling and this notion of pedaling and movement. And then when we get to our locations, it's like meeting with people in the community and having these conversations about non-traditional art making and just art in general in South Dakota and how important it is.
So, Carrie, you'll be stopping along the way and meeting with people in certain communities?
Yeah, our first stop is going to be Monday, probably about mid-afternoon, depending on weather. We're going to stop down at the Dolphin Art Center as sort of an informal meeting with a couple of the folks down there and any community members that want to show up and say hi and see the bikes and the drawing boxes and some of our process. They're more than welcome to join us on Monday. Otherwise, we'll be hitting up a couple of other locations along our tour, including the Sage Creek Primitive Area in the Badlands, and the 1880 town, and when we pass through DeSmet, we'll stop at the Laura Ingalls Wilder site and then eventually make it to Brookings. And there'll be a few other smaller locations along the way that we'll stop for our lunch breaks or just to take photos or take a break. So,
well, Michael Baum, you mentioned seismic drawing. Maybe you can, might be kind of hard to talk about on the radio without a visual element. Maybe you can give us an idea of what that is.
Sure. It's really a pretty simple device, you know, and I sort of call it a device or a machine, but it really just consists of a box that's made. The one that I made for this particular tour, I chose a balsa wood just because it's much lighter. But it's simply a rectangular box or a square box, you know, similar to a shoe box. And inside of it, there's a cylinder that's about 3 inches in diameter with a pin attached in the center of it, a couple of bouncy balls, basically, to sort of act as counterweights And so as the bike moves and the, you know, the terrain changes, the road conditions change, it causes the pen to slide around to create, you know, a non-representational drawing. So I'm really sort of relying on the motion, you know, the imprint of the drawing surface. The marks that are being made are created by environmental circumstances and, again, by the movement of the bike and the change in the environment. So I like that because it makes, again, this non-representational drawing that, for me, really kind of becomes a space for contemplation, possibly for the viewer. But I also like the fact that I'm sort of resigning some authority in the responsibility of making this work. I'm really relying on the bike to do the work. And so it kind of becomes almost a performative work as well, because, you know, when I go out on these rides, sometimes, you know, they're very long rides or they're very short rides, but it becomes sort of a record of that, you know, that journey or that trip. And so I like the fact that it functions as a drawing, but also sort of as a physical artifact to that ride. So,
you're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with artists Michael Baum and Carrie Deacon. They're getting ready for a 5-day, 442-mile bike ride from Spearfish to Brookings, and along the way, they're creating a series of seismic drawings, a photographic journal, and a video documentary. They kick off the tour on Monday. And Carrie, I'm curious as to what sort of preparations you need to make before going on a trek like this?
Well, I think definitely keeping a positive mind has been a major part of preparation. Planning ahead and having a backup plan for weather. We've been setting out our gear and making sure that we've got a food cache, our toiletries, a change of clothes in case we get rained out, and our repair kits, and so making sure that we have the proper gear and that it weighs a certain amount, because we are going to carry all of these materials on the bicycle, and so we have to be able to carry that weight for the specific amount of time that we're cycling. And so having the physical ability to do it plus the mental ability is pretty important.
And this is something that, as I understand it, you've never done before. You've never taken a long trip across the state.
No, not a 442-mile trip, no. We've done some shorter ones. Michael's been a part of some longer bike rides in the state with the Tatanka 100 and the Dakota 5-0 and some of the other cycling events that happen in the hills. But this will be a new adventure for me, and I'm pretty excited about the chance to push myself and challenge myself in new directions.
So new directions, both physically and then mentally and artistically?
Yeah, that's right.
What route are you taking? You mentioned Spearfish down to Rapid City and then ending up in Brookings.
Well, I'll start out, and then Michael can sort of take over. We're going to try to stay on some of the service roads, and when we hit the Badlands, we'll kind of like follow along that route right off the highway. And then the towns that we'll be passing through, it's Spearfish to just outside of Rapid City, Rapid City to Sage Creek, Sage Creek to the 1880 town, and I think it is, Michael, is it the 1880 town to Kennebec, and then Kennebec to Wessington Springs, Wessington Springs to DeSmit, and so we'll be using some of the old highways and service roads.
Michael, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity to really get to know the state. I believe you're from Spearfish, but this will really give you a way to get to know the east and west, west and east.
Yeah, definitely, Carl. And one of the things I wanted to point out is I actually grew up outside of Sioux Falls in Harrisburg.
Okay.
So there's always been this connection from sort of the east side to the west side. And so, you know, for me, it's kind of fun to be able to make this journey across the state by bicycle, because it really slows down, you know, everything. You get a chance to really appreciate the landscape. And over my travels over the course of the years, you know, the plains have a very particular quality and beauty to them that is really unmatched. And so I'm really looking forward to having that opportunity to kind of tour through some of these places, you know, going through the Sage Creek primitive area, riding through the Badlands Loop Road, and then, of course, you know, crossing the river as well, heading through Wessington Springs, and that route will be you know, a nice way to sort of see that change from, you know, geographically from and geologically from the shift from the west side of the state to the east side to the plains. So it's really kind of a nice way to just kind of slow things down. And you know, the cycling aspect, a lot of times you just have a lot of time to think and to sort of meditate on things. And it's an opportunity for Carrie and I to, you know, continue, you know, working in a collaborative means, but it's a fun way to spend, you know, 7 days with a close friend and someone that you admire. So,
well, Carrie, we've only got about a minute left here, but once you wind things down, once you finish the tour in Brookings, then that's the time when you and Michael spend the next few months putting together what you'll have on exhibit at the Heart to Heart exhibit at the museum in Brookings coming in January.
That's correct, and it'll be pretty flexible in what we make. I do think that the cycling tour will sort of add to the conversation of what kind of objects we're making, and we have kind of a rough plan. I intend on creating like about a 9x6 floor piece from the inner tubes that'll feel more like a fibers piece, and then a cozy that will go over the top of the bicycle that will map our route in embroidery. So that will sort of incorporate my art-making aspects. And then the bicycle drawings will also be included. And I think we're going to be doing a bicycle drawing that's mapping the entire trip. So it'll be the full length of the trip it'll be made. And then there'll be one that will map each day separately using a separate color. And then some other ones that we'll kind of play with as we go.
Well, Carrie and Michael, I hope the trip goes well, and you have a lot of fun and artistic growth and all that stuff as well. And maybe we can talk once you're done with your trip, and we can find out how everything went.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be fabulous. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Carrie Deacon and Michael Baum. They're beginning their bike tour across the state from Spearfish on Monday. As they mentioned, they'll stop at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City Monday afternoon. Then their tour winds up in Brookings at the South Dakota Art Museum on Sunday, May 25th. And the work they create on the trip will be featured in the Heart to Heart exhibition with other artist couples at the Art Museum. And that exhibit opens in January. For online updates on their cross-state bike tour, you can visit michaelbaumstudio.com/blog. That's Michael Baum's website there. So if you want to track him, see how everything's going. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We had assistance from Owen DeYoung. And coming up tomorrow, Kara Hetland hosts Innovation. And then on Monday, we'll rebroadcast the debate with the five Republican U.S. Senate candidates that's airing live this evening on SDPV-TV. And that broadcast begins this evening at 8 Central, 7 Mountain.